This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Justice Department has issued another warning about a possible terrorist attack against the United States. Attorney General John Ashcroft is asking police and the public to be on the highest state of alert. Ashcroft made the announcement yesterday here in Washington.
The administration has concluded, based on information developed, that there may be additional terrorist attacks within the United States and against United States interests over the next week. The administration views this information as credible, but unfortunately it does not contain specific information as to the type of attack or specific targets.
Attorney General John Ashcroft, NPR's Barbara Bradley is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
How serious is this threat that Ashcroft is talking about?
Well, Bob, we don't know precisely. Now, Ashcroft said it's a credible threat, meaning it came from a source with a long-standing record of accuracy. But he said the threat is very vague. It didn't mention whether any such attack, you know, when it could take place or where or by whom or what kind of attack it would be, biological or lower tech. It didn't mention any of those things. Apparently, intelligence agents picked up the threat early yesterday morning through communications intercepts. And according to some news reports, perhaps an informant was involved as well. According to one of my sources, they could not confirm the threat was real, but they couldn't discount it either. So there was this debate in the administration about whether they should make the warning public. In the end, they decided to because there was a time frame connected to the threat, a week. That way, if something actually happened, the government could say that it warned us.
Of course, nobody wants anything to happen, but, you know, the government runs the risk of looking as if it's crying wolf if something doesn't happen.
That's right, it does. And both the Attorney General and the FBI director seemed aware of that at the press conference yesterday. Ashcroft said he did not want the public to be, quote, lulled into a false sense of indifference. He said he wanted people to go about their lives, but with an elevated sense of alertness, warning police about anything they saw that might be suspicious. And FBI Director Robert Mueller said the last alert they issued on October 11th may well have averted an attack, but he didn't get any more specific than that. And I should say that the Justice Department is bracing for some criticism. As one law enforcement official told me yesterday, we're going to get hammered because the warning is so imprecise. I mean, police are saying, so, you know, what are we supposed to do with this warning? And coming on the heels of anthrax, it's a pretty good bet that it'll make the public kind of skittish. One other thing, people are skittish. Yesterday, an American Airlines flight from New York to Dallas was diverted after a passenger found a note on it. Apparently, it was a note that threatened a bomb threat. So people are very nervous right now.
Does this threat have any connection to Osama bin Laden?
Well, news reports have suggested that. According to one of my sources, the FBI has been worried about another attack within the U.S. by Osama bin Laden operatives for at least a week. My source says that intelligence agents have picked up electronic intercepts, and those intercepts suggest that al-Qaeda cells in the U.S. and Europe may have been given permission in advance to act autonomously without getting the green light from people high up in the organization. So my source says the FBI is worried that people here could act at any time. Also, the U.S. is getting a lot more intercepts these days. Another source tells me that the Justice Department has doubled the number of people working on getting secret search warrants to monitor suspected terrorists, and they have a lot more intercepts out there. So it's not surprising they're getting a lot more threats.
Is there any thought that the next attack would involve anthrax?
Well, FBI Director Mueller said they couldn't point to anthrax, and another source of mine said the warning was really, really vague as to method. As he put it, it could be anything from a firecracker to bioterrorism. But there were some other developments on anthrax yesterday, and not great ones. Health officials in New York suspect they found another case of inhaled anthrax, a woman in New York who works at a hospital. Significantly, she does not handle the mail, but she works close to a mailroom. Also, there was another confirmed case of skin anthrax, a woman who works at an accounting firm near the mail facility in Hamilton Township, New Jersey. And as you know, that's where three of the letters containing anthrax spores were processed. You know, when you step back, this has really kind of affected our government. Several mail facilities have been shut down. A lot of the East Coast isn't getting mail. Congress was shut down for a while. The Hart Senate office building has been sealed for several weeks while they decontaminate it. And then yesterday, the justices of the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments in a different building because traces of anthrax were found in its mailroom. It's the first time that's happened since 1935.
NPR's Barbara Bradley.